Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our sermon message this morning is the Proverbs reading, and because it's not very long, I'll read it to you again. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Well, the first one that I remember well, his name was Joel. He was my junior high and high school really good friend. I think it was about that time that I realized it was time to have a best friend, and so there Joel was. He got me through some tough times in junior high and early high school. And Joel and I, we kept being friends, but we went different ways. And then late in high school, there was my friend Lori. And Lori was that friend that I could talk to her about anything, and she the same with me. She was wonderful to get through high school. And then I went away to college, Concordia Seward, for all of you who like that place, and had multiple friends there. Brent, Dana, Michelle, Janine, Sheila, Matt. These were my college friends, and when I graduated from college, I literally cried like a baby, knowing that we were all going our separate ways, tears flowing down my cheeks. And then I went to my first teaching call, and it was actually a man who was old enough to be my father, was my friend then. His name was Chuck, and he was great. Brought friendship and wisdom. And then I got married and to my wife, Sarah, and she's my friend. And we're still friends. Still married, too. And then there was my seminary buddy after teaching when I went to seminary named Randy. And he and I, we were side by side. He and I got through seminary together. And then serving as a pastor down in Perry County, my buddy there was Craig. He was awesome. And I'm still friends with all of these people. Well, but with the exception of my wife, they've all scattered. We've all kind of gone in different directions. And we look each other up on Facebook. We talk every once in a while. But that's about the extent of those friends nowadays. And friends are so terribly important. They're great. They're somebody with whom we can spend time to celebrate the good times, to cry with, to pray with, to have that companionship that study after study, God knew this, of course, but now science has proven it, that the human being needs somebody else, that we need that companionship. Friends are great, and especially in the tough times, especially in the tough times. Friends are awesome. That person who can sympathize, maybe even empathize with you, to hold your hand, to hug you, to cry with you, to pray with you and for you. Friends are awesome. But what I've learned in 50 years, and I've kind of already hinted at, friends come and go. And that's not a bad thing, that's just an is. But rarely does one person have that one friend their whole life that's with them constantly to be there for them their whole life. As I'm sure many of you know, when you're at that point of life, when you're between those really close friends, it's tough. The tough times come and they're hard without that person to be there for you. Because there are plenty of tough times in life. I've learned that over 50 years as well. But there's something else I've learned. That even in those tough times, if I have the perfect friend, if I have somebody who knows me deeply, knows me even better than I know myself, there are times when even that friend can't fully help me. That friend can be there for you. They can love on you and hug you. They can tell you that they're going to pray for you, and they pray for you right then and there. But the human friend, No matter how perfect they are, no matter how long they've been there for you, no matter how well they know you, no matter how hard they pray with you and for you. Got to be honest here, the perfect friend cannot solve the problems of this life. Again, they can be there for you. They can encourage you. They can love on you. They can pray for you. They can remind you of God's love for you in Christ. But the perfect friend, no matter how close you are, cannot make the trials and the tribulations and the troubles of this world go away. They just can't. And so then we turn our attention to the gospel lesson. And Jesus reminds us of this, that greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his brother. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for a brother. That's a friend. That's what Proverbs is talking about, that there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that's wonderful and awesome. But as I was putting this sermon together, my mind works weird sometimes. I realized that there's a weird discrepancy between Jesus' words that greater love has no man than he laid down his life for his friends, and the words of Proverbs, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Because think about this. If an earthly friend were to lay down his or her life for you, once he or she does that, that friend's gone. Do you follow? They're no longer there. They're not sticking close anymore because they laid down their life for you. How can they stick close to you if they're dead? Friends in Christ, there is only one friend who can lay down his life and not be gone. There is only one friend who has the power to solve all the problems of this life. There is only one friend who has the power to solve the greatest problems of this life, namely our sin problem, namely that problem of Satan, who wants nothing more than to take us down to hell with him, literally and figuratively, and that problem of our own death. And as you well know, that friend is Jesus. Jesus is the one who can solve all the problems. And even as we give thanks for all the earthly friends that we have, and that is a gift from God, every single earthly friend that you have, only Jesus, the greatest friend, the one who can lay down his life to conquer sin, the one who gave up everything, who left heaven, left the perfect place where he was being honored and glorified as God Almighty, the fullness of the Trinity unified in heaven. He gave that up for you and for me and came down to this earth, taking flesh like you and I have, out of love for you. Greater love has no man than what Jesus Christ did for us as he hung on that cross with those nails driven into his body, with his torn open back rubbing against that rough wood. Jesus Christ, the greatest friend, came down from heaven to hang on that cross to solve the problems and the struggles that we go through in this world. To say, this is not the end of it all. A friend who says, I have been through it for you. Greater love has no man than he lay down his life for his friends. And there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And it's interesting because in the Hebrew, a friend who sticks closer to than a brother can also be read a lover who sticks closer than a brother. Namely, Jesus. Namely, Jesus, who came for you and for me to love you and to be your friend. He is the greatest friend ever. And he has taken care of our problems. Your sins are forgiven. He has made you whole and righteous. You are a child of God. When God looks down on you because of Jesus, He smiles, chest puffed up, and he says to the angels, "That one's mine. Because of your friend Jesus." And we can know because of what Jesus did that he is risen from the dead, and he still sticks closer to us than a brother. Jesus, the greatest friend ever. I like to brag about my friends. I like to tell other people about how great my friends are and that they would take it upon themselves to love me. Well, this is what Jesus has done for you and for me. Jesus says, "If you are my friend, you will obey my commandments." Jesus wants all of us to love him and to love each other and to share that love with all people. Because there are people worldwide who are going through struggles far greater than we can ever imagine, who need to hear about Jesus. I don't know how much you know about the country of Indonesia. It's the fourth most populous nation in the world, Indonesia is, and they're about 87% Muslim. So the majority of those people, the vast majority of those people on a day-to-day basis are being told that they have to bow down and worship Allah every single day, multiple times, and they'd better be good enough or else Allah may not love them and they'll go to hell. That's what they're told every single day, not to mention all the day-to-day struggles that the average human experiences. What they're being taught is no hope, but rather you better be good enough or else. The organization I work with, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, we've made it our goal to make sure that other nations in their own language can hear that there is a friend named Jesus who gives them hope, who's there to show them grace and love, not fear. And so we take books that we have in our Lutheranism. I don't know if any of you recognize this cover, A Child's Garden of Bible Stories. And we translate that into languages worldwide. And we've translated this into the Indonesian language and into over 30 other different languages so that people can hear the good news of the friend we have in Jesus. And also books like this, if you recognize this cover, The Small Catechism, where it proclaims that it is God's love for us in Christ Jesus. And we translate these books into other languages so that people can hear about the friend that we have in Jesus. Because our best friend, Jesus, wants to be everybody's best friend. I know that sounds a little silly, but that's the way it is. Jesus doesn't want to just be your friend. He wants to be the friends of people worldwide so that they can know his love and they can know his peace, just like you and I know his love and know his peace. The greatest friend ever wants to be friends with everybody. I pray that you've had the experience of having really good earthly friends like I have. They are a true blessing from God, and we praise and thank God for them. But Jesus is far greater than any earthly friend, because only Jesus can take care of our needs. Earthly friends can be there, but only Jesus can take care of our needs. And like I said, he doesn't want to just be friends with you. He wants to be friends with everyone. And because Jesus is my friend, because he laid down his life for me and he rose from the dead for me and for you, because he is my friend, I want what my friend Jesus wants. And that's for all people worldwide to know his love. In Jesus' name, amen.